It is Rally Week here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
Hi, and I'm Mary Schmidt.
Mary's joining me in studio this morning for Rally Week, and Sarah is on her way. How was that drive-in this morning, Mary?
It was nice and wintry, white. Actually, it was probably one of my most fast and direct without any accidents or traffic morning. It was amazingly clear, but then again, it was also amazingly snowy.
It was a winter wonderland out there this morning. Everything was sugar-coated. It kind of looks like those pictures out there. And it's still coming down. Lots of folks still, who's going to, those who are on their way in are still on their way in. Sarah, unfortunately, being one of those, she's been trying to make it in this morning, and hurdle after hurdle, but hopefully she can join us for part of the time. It is Rally Week, and that means that we get to share great stories with you. I'm excited about the stories we get to share today. Mm-hmm. First up for Rally Week, we get to share a missionary story with you, and as always, we get to share one of our missionary stories with you. We have two missionary stories today I'm excited to share. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University Wisconsin, also for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. When we talk about KFUO being worldwide, I know we say that all the time, worldwide KFUO, KFUO radio, all around the world. What do you think of when you hear worldwide KFUO, Mary?
Well, it kind of comes in two ways. Worldwide, as in we are able to share the gospel with anyone who is out there, anyone who has internet connection, who has radio, at least in St. Louis, but internet connection in the world, a phone app, they can get that daily nourishment of God's word through us. And that is really a big thing, because there are a lot of people who are in places that don't have churches or congregations, but they're able to still hear and participate in church services on Sundays or Bible studies, all through the programming that we offer here on KFUO. And the other half is that on the other end, people can hear the gospel through this wonderful station called KFUO. And oh my goodness, I can do all this. I can study and I can hear what's going on, and I can help participate, and I can also help people if I want to become a missionary, or if I want to study with my family about certain books of the Bible and learn more about Christ and Christ's love and what God has done for us, I can do that through KFUO on the internet or through my phone or through my iPad.
Absolutely. And we get to partner with our missionaries who are around the world proclaiming that news of Christ for you. Joining us by phone this morning, Joyce Erber. She's a missionary. She serves as business manager for Africa region of LCMS Office of International Mission. Joyce, thanks so much for joining us today.
Andy, it's great to be with you this morning.
Sarah and I had the privilege of talking with you a while back and learning about your work and your husband's work in Africa. And you live in Accra, is that right? You're in Ghana?
Yes, we live in Accra, Ghana, West Africa.
Yeah, doing some traveling right now. And tell us a little bit about the work that the Lord has given the Erbers to do in Africa.
Well, we started out in Nigeria. My husband's work has always been with theological education, training pastors, enabling them to get the word out to their congregations, the people and the communities around them. And about 6 years ago, I started work as a regional business manager for Africa.
Tell us about the community where you live in Accra. You've mentioned you've lived a few places. Tell us a little bit about how where you live in Accra compares to some of the other places you've lived.
Yes, and Accra is the capital city of Ghana, so it's a very urban center. Where we lived in Nigeria, it was more rural, so this is a big change for us, but very modern now in Accra, so it's a lot of possibilities in Accra that we didn't have in Nigeria.
And you mentioned last time we were visiting that you listened to KFUO in your office. Tell us a little bit about that. How did you first find out? When did you first find out about KFUO, and how did it become a part of your day?
I'm sorry, I lost the last question.
When did you first find out about KFUO, and then how did it become a part of your regular work day?
Yes, we've gotten so that we enjoy listening to KFUO while we're working through our internet connection. And even on Sunday mornings, the time difference works out so that when we come back from church while we're eating lunch, we can listen to church on KFUO. We really enjoyed that too.
What are, and so the time difference between St. Louis and Accra is, what is that about? Is it 6 or 7 hours, I think?
It's 5 hours.
5 hours. So you're following us a little bit later in the day, is that right?
Yeah, so it works out well for my work because when I start work in the morning, St. Louis hasn't really started their day, and so I can get ahead a little bit before they come into the office. But yeah, we're about that 5 hour difference.
And so throughout the day, you're getting to enjoy much of the music here at KFUO, is that right?
Yes, it is very nice just to hear the organ music, the different kinds of music that we don't necessarily always get in church here in West Africa.
How does that support you in your vocation? How does it impact your daily life and your work?
Please say that again.
How does listening to KFUO impact your work and your daily life?
Well, one of the things that's a problem here in West Africa is prosperity gospel. And when you're in people's homes, when you're in the taxi, we get a lot of radio here that is proclaiming the gospel through the prosperity gospel lens. That if you do things the right way, that God will bless you. And not much about a relationship with Jesus Christ, but what you can get from God. And it is so prevalent in any kind of radio broadcast that we hear that when we listen to KFUO, it's just so wonderful to be grounded in God's word and the truth of Scripture.
So glad that that can be a part of your day. And are you able to share it with others? Have others in your community found KFUO as well?
I'm not aware of that, but I think that we could, especially among our church community, our Lutheran Church of Ghana members, we could make them more aware of it, because I'm sure that if we're able to access it, that they should be able to too. It hasn't really been something we've worked at, but I think it is certainly and something we should be doing.
Well, we need to make sure that you have some KFUO gear to tell them about KFUO as well. Maybe we need to get you some KFUO shirts so you can wear them proudly and share that with your friends and neighbors in Accra. I'm so glad that it has been a support to you in your vocation and that we can be partners in proclaiming that good news of Christ for you around the world. And what a joy to hear that this good news is reaching to Accra and so many other places as well. You mentioned sacred music and you enjoy listening to the live services on Sunday. Anything else about listening to the programming that you find helpful or any other favorites?
Well, of course, we always enjoy the Bible studies and topics that are covered. I have to admit that when some of those Bible studies are going on, I kind of pause my work and listen to them instead of getting some of my work done, just because they do touch elements. Even baptism is a big issue in Ghana that people don't have their children baptized as they, at an early age as infants. And so we've also found these Bible studies to be very helpful to us, just to reiterate the things that we know. And true, but we've also been very helpful. I know they would be helpful to people in Ghana, too.
Well, I'm so grateful that the truth of God's word is being proclaimed through the missionaries there and through the local church, and that you have KFUO to support you in that. Joyce, what can we pray for you and the missionary serving in the Africa region?
I think just that God gives us wisdom to know how to reach out to people in a urban area. It's much more difficult to get into people's homes because there's security walls and different things. How to reach people in an urban center is much more of a challenge when we were in a rural situation. And just praising God, though, for so many opportunities and potential that we have there.
Well, thanks be to God. We will lift you up in prayer. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And thanks for listening to KFUO and being friends with us.
Thank you.
Mary, that is just outstanding to be able to hear that KFUO is reaching to Accra and makes a difference for Joyce and her husband as they serve in the Africa region, as he's carrying out the work of as a theological educator there. And to be able to support missionaries, you've been with KFUO longer than I have. What does that mean to you to hear that this work that we're doing is helping missionaries in their vocation around the world? It helps if I turn on your microphone because you had meaningful things to say.
I think it's wonderful. It really shows that we are growing as a gospel outreach. We are not just in St. Louis, but we are reaching out, not even just in the United States. We are reaching out to other countries, and people are able to have that gospel nourishment through KFUO and through these missionaries. They're able to
hear that, yeah.
And hear that word, and then also help their communities around them to learn more about God and to really just grow and have that every day.
To know that saving good news, that saving message of Christ for you. To support the work, to partner with us here at KFUO, give us a call. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727 or 314-821-0850. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Mary Schmidt.
Sarah will be back in just a little bit. She made it in safely. Yay!
I'm Gary Duncan, the General Manager of Worldwide KFUO, asking you to please prayerfully consider making a gift during this, our fall Raleigh week. You've been hearing us talk about the various giving levels, but what I need to talk to you about today is a major project that we have. Our computer system for our on-air is starting to fail us, and we need to update computers for the air studios and servers and sound cards and the various other devices that go along with this computer system. The cost to replace these computers is near $40,000, and if you have the means to help us with this project, you could call me direct at 314-996-1511. That's 314-996-1511. Maybe you could help out. It could be four people at $10,000 each, or maybe we'll get eight people at $5,000 or 100 people at $400. Any amount would help us cover the cost of this vital project. Again, call me direct, 314-996-1511. Let me know that you would like to help with the studio computer system upgrade, and I'll be glad to talk to you about this project.
Because of God's grace, there would come another priest, a powerful and perfect priest, one who would not need to offer a sacrifice for his own sin, one who would never need to be replaced. And this new and greater high priest is Jesus.
Hear guest speaker Dr. Tony Cook this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.